Colorado is the leanest state in the country, and Democratic Senator Lucia Guzman of Denver says she wants to keep it that way. She's sponsoring Senate Bill 68, which would remove trans fats from school meals and ban them from vending machines in school stores.
The passage of this bill will not keep kids from having pizza. It will not keep kids from having French fries. We're not here to take away all of our joys.
Trans fats are often found in processed foods and are used to help food stay fresh longer. They're also known to increase the bad type of cholesterol. Guzman says she just wants to make sure children have nutritious options.
To improve the opportunities for kids to remain healthy and grow up to be healthier adults.
According to the nonprofit Colorado Children's Campaign, Colorado kids are getting less and less healthy each year. The state has one of the fastest growing rates of childhood obesity in the country. Megan Sanders' children go to Boulder Valley schools, and she testified in support of the bill.
We do have mainly organic or natural choices at this point.
But Sanders remembers when that wasn't the case. She says several years ago, she volunteered in her son's middle school cafeteria and was shocked.
Many kids in front of them had powdered donuts, Doritos, and a big old can of Arizona iced tea. Of course, I'm like, ah! So I figured out that they were buying from the a la carte line. Boulder is one of the healthiest cities in the United States, and we had really bad lunch choices.
Sanders hoped work with the school district to change to healthier foods, but opponents say that shouldn't be the state's role.
The reality is they chose to do that, and they were able to put that together themselves.
That's Senator Kevin Grantham of Canyon City. He and other Republicans voted against the bill, saying it goes too far.
What we don't want to see is the state coming down and saying, well, they had a great idea, now we're going to make everybody do it.
The Colorado Association of School Boards also opposed the measure. Paula Stevenson heads the Colorado Rural Schools Caucus and testified against the bill. She worries it's too expensive.
And that cost comes at the reduced educational opportunities for our children, because we have to find a way to pay for this in our districts. So you're asking us, if this bill passes, to sacrifice the kids' educational opportunities for a tertiary issue that we are already focused on.
Senator Lucia Guzman did make a few changes to the measure. Small school districts with less than 1,000 students would be exempt. So would school fundraisers and bake sales. She also delayed when the trans fat ban would go into effect to the 2013 school year. The measure next heads to the Senate Appropriations Committee. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.